The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
Foodie file.
Our first one of the year.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's going to be a yummy one. Yes. So, gee, tell us what you got for Christmas.
Okay. So, I'm not like a normal 23-year-old in that my mom, she said about a month ago, she said, what do you want for Christmas? What would be really helpful for you? You know, and so, I mean, I think practically now, ever since I got my apartment, I'm not thinking about like any like fun gadgety things, but she knows that I get home late sometimes and I love to cook. And so she said, you know what? I always love my crock pot. Hello. And I said, I always love your crock pot too. And so I woke up on Christmas morning and I got the biggest, most awesome crock pot.
Crock ever. Pot love.
I know. And so I, you know, I came back from New Hampshire on New Year's Day and I was thinking about my post that I would share with you guys. And I realized, you know what? Like, winter slow cookers are really a lifesaver because it's hot food. You can like prepare it in the morning, go to work, do your thing, then come back and you have a hot meal, a big, nice one pot meal. It lasts a while. You can freeze the rest. It's really versatile.
I have fallen in love with the crock pot and it took me way too long. I wasn't 23 when I got my first crock pot. I think I was, you know, 40 something.
And I still don't have one.
Oh, God.
You would love it.
You would love it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, you would totally love it.
And what I like is because I work from home and the Green Diva Studio is in my home, I'll set something up in the morning and then the whole house just smells fantastic all day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So for this week, I decided to modify a recipe that my mom makes a lot. We do it in the oven, but you can do it with the crock pot as well.
Yeah.
Just for stuffed peppers. Because you can stuff anything. You can stuff eggplant. You can stuff peppers. You can really stuff a lot of different kinds of vegetables.
I'm
mushrooms.
Biting my tongue here because there's a joke in there.
So what I decided to do, and you'll see in my post, is you can buy a bunch of big, beautiful bell peppers. And the trick, as I've learned from some other foodie friends of mine, is that you want to buy peppers with four bumps at the bottom instead of three.
And not three.
Because
three
are the sweeter ones for eating and four are the ones that are a little sturdier for cooking.
Okay.
Wow. So
I never knew about the sweet part. I just knew the sturdy part.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes. So you buy some peppers and your crock pot, you'll probably fit between four and six, maximum I would say six. And you stuff them. I'm going to make a vegetarian version. So I will be doing like black beans, red beans, corn.
Quinoa.
And you also can use brown rice or any kind of rice that you have. Tomato sauce, some onion, lots of spices like oregano and basil. And then what you do is you cook either your quinoa or your rice. Mm-hmm. You mix all the ingredients together with some tomato sauce. And then you can mix it also with some different kinds of cheeses. Whatever really suits your taste. Right. My family usually do like Parmesan. And then
do you cook the rice and the quinoa completely or do you
completely.
Just... Really?
Yes.
Because it won't cook in the crock pot?
Because it's not going to be moist enough to absorb enough moisture.
Crock pot is just mostly heat then.
Well, what I'm going to be doing is you put the stuffed peppers, the tops are off, so they're completely upright.
And the peppers are raw.
And the peppers are raw. And what you do is you put the bottom in like a vegetable broth or a chicken broth, depending on what you have. You can do water too, but I like doing a broth.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then you just cook it in the crock pot on low for about 8 hours, or you can do high for about six.
But if you don't cook the rice completely, it will not cook in there.
I don't think so. I've never done it that way.
Yeah.
Because when I make stuffed anything, we always sort of like parboil.
Yes. Well, at home, we've done it in the oven, and I know that we've cooked our rice through. That's why it's a really great way to use up leftover rice.
Well, yeah, you could do that anyway. But yes, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I've never tried it that way. If you've had good luck with it, maybe
I don't know what it's like to do a crock pot. Well, what did I just say? Crock pot. I don't have a crock pot, but in the oven I do have.
So...
Turn into my post and you can check out all these, this crock pot recipe and then maybe try your own things. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways to get creative with a crock pot. I've adapted a lot of recipes.
You can really personalize it.
So we'll put a couple of fun recipes there along with
Gina's bringing dinner next week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well,
that's
kidding.
What I thought.
Dinner and your ukulele, please.
Yes.
All right. Stay tuned. We're coming up with a DIY.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.